One of the problems I personally had with Walker v. United States, and which led me eventually to file a second lawsuit, was the fact that the response by the government came only from the Department of Justice. Not once in any of my communications in Walker v. United States, or as it turned out in Walker v. Members of Congress, had the government ever suggested or even implied it would simply obey Article 5 and call an Article 5 convention. It occurred to me that the members of Congress, as individuals, and being constitutionally responsible for the call, deserved the opportunity to officially, formally, and for the public record, establish for the first time their position on the calling of an Article 5 convention. I naively assumed not every member of Congress would support not obeying the Constitution if presented the choice in a public record, such as in a court lawsuit. Further, I had now given two shots across the bow, so to speak, with Walker v. United States and my amicus brief. By this time, my research had shown not only was the refusal of Congress to call a convention unconstitutional, but a violation of several federal criminal laws as well. Finding all this material for my briefs has been a unique experience. From the very beginning of my writing of my over-length brief, the material has basically come to me. If I needed a Supreme Court case to buttress a specific issue in the brief, for example, I simply turned to the Internet, used FindLaw and the Supreme Court rulings on that site, picked a year at random, and within two or three cases at most, there would be my reference. Sometimes I would get an email from people I'd never heard of who would make a comment in the email, leading me to the next needed step of my research. I would never hear from them again. Sometimes my opponents were equally helpful without even knowing it, providing me at just the right moment the information I required. Without these aids from both friend and foe alike, the brief would have failed, because it would have lacked the official records I was determined to provide. This chain of circumstance has gone on since 1992 in an unbroken string of events and people arriving at the precise order needed at the exact time required in order to advance this issue. I don't know if it's inspirational or just plain spooky, but I was always aware I wasn't the only one at the keyboard typing that brief. There is a destiny here.